This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Trump New York civil fraud trial underway.
It's a scam. It's a sham.
California governor on Feinstein's seat appointment.
I wouldn't have appointed someone I didn't respect and admire and someone I couldn't back up and vouch for.
Hundreds of pharmacy techs and clerks on strike. This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news, 9-year-old Charlotte Senna, who disappeared over the weekend while camping with her family in upstate New York, has been found and is said to be in good health. A suspect is in custody. Authorities say this is still an active investigation. Former President Trump appears in a New York City courtroom for the start of a civil trial to determine damages in a fraud case against him and his company and the overvaluing of assets. The GOP presidential frontrunner claims the fraud case is election interference.
I've been sitting in a courthouse all day long. Instead of being in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina.
CBS's Robert Costa was in the courtroom.
The future of his businesses, a business that is so central to his public persona, his family, is now at risk because the government is saying here in their argument that everything the Trump Organization has done in terms of valuation, in terms of how it secures loans, in terms of how Trump comes up with his own net worth, that's fraudulent. And if a business has been operating under the pretenses of fraud for years, then it shouldn't be able to operate anymore in the state of New York.
On the first day of the new term, the Supreme Court denies Attorney John Eastman's petition involving emails sought by the January 6th House Select Committee. Justice Clarence Thomas recused himself from the appeal because Eastman is his former law clerk. California Governor Gavin Newsom names Democratic strategist LaFonza Butler to fill the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
LaFonza Butler is uniquely positioned, simply the best person that I could find for this moment and this job.
Butler leads Emily's List, a political organization supporting women who favor abortion rights. She'll be the only black woman serving in the U.S. Senate and the first openly LGBTQ plus person to represent California in the chamber. Some 380 Kaiser Permanente employees in the Pacific Northwest, including pharmacy techs, clerks, and warehouse employees, join the picket line. KOIN-TV's Joelle Jones with more.
Thousands of healthcare workers across five states now striking against understaffing. Starting today, pharmacy employees started a 21-day unfair labor practice strike.
A larger strike could come as soon as Wednesday. On Wall Street today, stocks slipped. The Dow closed down 74 points. The Nasdaq rose 88 points. And the S&P 500 was flat. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CBS's Vicki Barker has details on the first Nobel Prize of 2023.
And the Nobel Prize for Medicine goes to
Kathleen Carrico and Drew Weissman
for breakthrough discoveries that paved the way for the mRNA vaccines against COVID-19.
Carrico and Weissman published their breakthrough discovery in 2005. 15 years before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Both reportedly overwhelmed at the news. Carrico said she was actually fired from a previous job 10 years ago. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Former Major League Baseball pitcher Trevor Bauer and a woman who accused him of sexual assault have settled a lawsuit. Bauer had been accused of beating and sexually assaulting a woman in 2021, something he always denied. Now both sides have dropped their lawsuits. Bauer, who was not able to speak about the suit, now says...
I'm happy to be moving on with my life.
Bauer was cut from the Dodgers. He now plays baseball in Japan. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Hollywood writers are back on the job, which means late-night talkers like CBS's Stephen Colbert return tonight. But SAG-AFTRA represented actors hold out hope that their strike will end soon. CBS's Matt Piper.
SAG-AFTRA actors are still picketing more than 100 days after being on strike. But talks are now underway between the union and the big studios.
The WJ won, and it's time for us to win.
Benny Arthur is a picketing actor, noting the WGA was on strike for nearly 150 days.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot has climbed to just over $1 billion. In Wisconsin?
I have two kids. I'm too busy. I just go in and grab my ticket and pray for the best. Oh, I would pay everything off, buy a house, and probably never work again.
The prize has grown so massive because there have been 32 consecutive drawings since someone won the jackpot. The odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There are new stats on a favorite food. More from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm in love. I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
A new state-by-state poll shows the average American eats enough pizza every year to stuff a full-sized suitcase. The survey, commissioned by Amazon Fresh, finds one adult can polish off over five slices at a single sitting and eats pizza three times in any given month. That adds up to about 180 slices a year. Surprisingly, 30% say they prefer frozen to fresh. Could be because half of pizza lovers say it must be hot right out of the oven. 69% say they like it for breakfast. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tesla's summertime deliveries of electric vehicles surged 27% from last year, but still fell below analyst projections due to softening customer demand and factory upgrades. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, October 2nd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.